Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Brandon Bing and I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct today. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, museum quality podcasting. Today I talk about my rant heard round the world, my hip hop Nas 21 Savage rant heard round the world and the ramifications of that. Plus, I need some help. I'm planking 6 minutes, but I'm also stuffing my face with blue cheese, fried chicken, sliders, and fantasy football updates, and so much more in a hard-hitting, fully disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this museum-quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real loud. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's go. Have no fear, the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone. The Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito. Oh, yeah. Hope everybody's feeling real good. Hope everybody's feeling real safe. And hope everybody is feeling real sane. It is 2:53 p.m. Have you taken your mood stabilizers today? I'll say it again. It is 2:53 p.m. Have you taken your mood stabilizers today? Anyway, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here, feeling good, feeling safe, feeling sane. Ah, man, so much to talk about. I'm back in New York City, exhausted. I am exhausted. Okay, I haven't slept in 2 nights. Okay, I was in St. Louis. Shout out to everybody that came to my shows in St. Louis. Great shows, great club at the Helium Comedy Club. And just nice people. Those Midwestern people, they're just nice. I mean, I have to say, you know, in general, I find most people, when I travel the country, nice. Outside of New York, well, New York's got, in my opinion, the most friendly people. I think the biggest assholes in general are in Los Angeles. Outside of really Los Angeles, and I'm saying this just on based on experience, no disrespect to Los Angeles. I really like Los Angeles. I'm not one of these New Yorkers who's like, fuck LA, LA sucks. LA's dope. But when you think about assholes around the country, and now that I've been traveling all over the place, I have to say, in my opinion, approaching a stranger is the most high risk in Los Angeles, just in terms of being around a dick. New York is, like I said, the best. And when you travel the country, people are friendly. Maybe it's because they're happy to see me. I mean, they do call me Mr. Sunshine. I need to start bringing that back. AKA Mr. Sunshine. It's been a while since I've acknowledged myself as a Mr. Sunshine. But St. Louis, the people were nice. It got a little cold. It's cold in New York. The party is over. The walking around with just one layer, it's over. The running around in Central Park with your shirt off, chest naked. If I see you running around with your shirt off, chest naked in Central Park now, I give you one of these. You're on some other shit. Because it's layer time. But when I got to St. Louis, I was like, oh, shit. But the people were nice. I saw that, the arch. Then I left. I went to go, I took an Uber, and I for some reason, I told the Uber to drop me off near the arch, which I didn't need to do. I could have just told the Uber to, like, just drive by it and stop for a second, because I saw the arch. Then I left. And it was cool. Glad I saw the arch. And I want to start sort of confessing here about what I eat on the road. I need to confess. I think this is a good place to confess because I have to figure this out because I'm looking good. I mean, look at me. 52. I'm going to be 53 in March. Looking good. Okay. I mean, there's other people that look better, but I'm looking pretty good. And I do well. I have been consistent. My working out's been great. I did a 6-minute plank. 6 minutes of planking. And sometimes people on social media, and I'm going to post this on social media. Sometimes people on social media go, Mike Rapp, White Mike, Gringo Mandingo, Inflamed Ashkenazi, Mr. Sunshine. How come you don't post positive things? Well, here I am. I did a 6-minute plank. 6 minutes. Okay, this post is only 1 minute and it's going to feel real long. 6 minutes of planking. And I'm just going to say this. If I could fucking do it, you could fucking do it. How's that for positivity? If I could fucking do it, you could fucking 6-minute plank as well. You like that for positivity, you fucks you? You don't do positivity. What am I supposed to do on social media? I don't have puppies. Am I supposed to, you know, copy and paste all the other? I put them in my stories. I like them. The puppies, the monkeys. I saw two turtles swimming. They were like slapboxing. These things warm my heart. This is not my content. Okay? I just gave you positivity. I planked for 6 minutes and I'm proud of myself. And if I could plank for 6 minutes, you can plank for 6 minutes. Be inspired by that. Is that inspiring? Is that positive enough? Jesus Christ. You want some positivity? Go look at some kitten videos. What the fuck you want from me? But that's not the point. The point is that I need to come to terms with what's happening on the road. Now, I will be back on the road again, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of December. The 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd of December. I'm going to be in Florida, Miami, at the Miami Improv, okay? Then on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, back in Portland, great club in Portland, 8th, 9th, and 10th, December. Then the 15th, 16th, and 17th, I'm in Pleasanton, California, up there at Tommy T's, okay? And then we're done for the year. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com, michaelrappaportcomedy.com. We got Miami, we got Portland, And then we got Pleasanton, California, NorCal. Unfortunately, the Golden State Warriors will not be in town when I'm up there. But when I'm on the road, it's tough. Because I get there and the first thing I do is I try. I look on my Happy Cow app. There's an app called Happy Cow, vegetarian, vegan. They say, Mike Rapp, are you vegetarian, vegan? No, but I try. Try my best. I don't want to go to Chipotle. No disrespect to Chipotle. When I have it, it ain't bad. But the first thing I try to do is eat a good, healthy meal. And no disrespect to St. Louis. Not a lot was coming up on my Happy Cow vegetarian vegan app in St. Louis. But I ate something good. And then I get to the club, comedy clubs, and the menu's on there. It's the first thing you see. Our custom made, our home, our perfectly made, whatever adjectives, verbs they're using, chicken fingers. And then it's all downhill. It's chicken fingers, it's mozzarella sticks, it's buffalo wings, it's sliders, blue cheese sliders, fried chicken sliders, bacon, lettuce, and tomato sliders. It's just all that. And it's just luring me in. And I'm just confessing here, what happened when I got to the comedy club was chicken tenders, mozzarella sticks, and then I had went to this place called Crown Candy, which is the oldest... Like a diner in St. Louis. It's been there since 1913. Little hole in the wall. And they were nice to me. Really nice to me. It's in a part of town called Northern St. Louis. I'm just going to say this, no disrespect to St. Louis or Northern St. Louis, but you don't want to be caught after dark near that fucking Crown Candy. There ain't nothing around there. I'm surprised they don't film like a zombie movie out there in Northern St. Louis. It's nothing. People are like, you shouldn't walk around here after dark. I'm like, there's no one here. There's no buildings. There's no homeless people. There's nothing. Blocks and blocks and blocks of nothing. Literally, it's like a back lot for a Hollywood show. Like you could film Zombieland St. Louis in Northern St. Louis. No disrespect. But the people from Crown Candy, they sent over a box of candy. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just reject it? Am I supposed to not receive it? And I put it on the table. It's taped up. And the next thing you know, I'm untaping it. And I try one. I'm trying two. I go home. I'm shitting Crown Candy. I'm shitting Buffalo sliders. And then I don't do this in real life. That's the point. I don't do this in real life. It's only when I'm on the road. And now I have to go to Miami. You know what the temptation is in Miami? The things to eat, the tacos, the beef tacos. And then Portland, there's nothing healthy about. Well, actually, people are on that green juice shit out there. It's just my own personal struggle. I'm struggling on the road. And then I fly. I wake up early in the morning. Sundays, I'm bloated. My body's confused. I'm on the plane. It's a short flight. And then I come back and it's football. And I can't sleep. And then you got Real Housewives of Potomac. And I'm now watching Temptation Island. Anyway, this is just my struggle on the road. And I'm trying to figure out what to do. I'm not going to bring like kale chips with me to Portland and kale chips with me to Pleasanton, California. I have to be tougher. I did work out though, like I said, 6-minute plank. I said that once. Said it twice. I said it three times now. If I could do a 6-minute plank, I am telling you, because people are like, oh shit. They're impressed with that 6-minute plank. If I can do it, you can do it. If I could fucking do it, you can fucking do it. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
But it's Thanksgiving this week. It's Thanksgiving week. Speaking of food, hope everybody has a fantastic Thanksgiving. I hope everybody, if you're going to be drinking, if you're going to be doing whatever, do it. Don't drive. Don't drink and drive. Because even if you have control of the wheel, even if you have it all figured out, there's going to be a lot of people banged up. Whiskey, wine, okay? Uber, bus, sleepover. Sleep on the floor, sleep on a couch. It's friends and family. They shouldn't kick you out. If you're going to drink and stuff your face at their house and you're inebriated, stay in the crib. So, Michael Rappaport Jewish News of the Week. It's time for the Michael Rappaport Jewish News of the Week. I think I'm going to have to come up with some Michael Rappaport Jewish News of the Week theme music. Like I said last week when I did the first episode of Michael Rappaport Jewish News of the Week, I never thought that I would be in a position where I feel like I must do the Michael Rappaport Jewish News of the Week. Yet here we are once again. Why don't Jews get cast to play Jews? This is a thing that's been going on for centuries. The great Steven Spielberg, King Jew. I mean, one of the Jews of all, he might be on the Mount Rushmore of, he's certainly on the Mount Rushmore of Hollywood Jews. Of course, we control everything. But it's been a discussion the last few years. It's all because of social media. Why don't you cast gay people to play gay people? I was doing a television show where some of the actors suggested that we needed gay writers to write the scenes that had gay themes in the show. There was a movie by Scarlett Johansson that was going to go into production where Scarlett Johansson, let me get this right, who's a woman, was going to play a transsexual man, a woman who became a man and was some sort of gangster. I can't remember the name of the film, the name of the characters, based on a real person, a real story. And Twitter somehow, some way, bullied Scarlett Johansson into pulling out of the film. Because they were like, they, meaning the mystery meat on Twitter, was saying, why don't they cast a real trans actor to play this real trans character? And I think it's so ridiculous. I think this is one of the dumbest things that has been able to, this ruse, this is a con.
this uprising of why actors don't portray the character that they really are. So, like I said, and there's been times when it's been valid. I think it was Zoe Saldana. She played Nina Simone, I believe, in a film. And people were tripping because they had to make her darker skinned. That kind of shit, I understand that. And I didn't think Zoe Saldana should have been cast as Nina Simone in this first place. No disrespect to Zoe Saldana. But this whole idea of why don't gay actors play the gay parts, why don't the trans actors play the trans parts, is ridiculous. But none of these people ever go, since they're bringing up, because I think it's stupid. No one's ever getting upset about the fact that non-Jewish actors play Jews all the time. All the time. There's always non-Jewish actors playing Jewish characters. What is his name? The great good-looking guy from The Hangover. What's my guy's name from The Hangover? The good-looking guy? Bradley Cooper. The great Bradley Cooper. I'm a huge fan of his. He's a great actor, great director. I've never met him. He's been in some, The Hangover is one of my favorites. The movie with Jennifer Lawrence, what the hell is it called? A Playlist, a Silver Linings Playlist. He's sick. Bradley Cooper's dope. He's a dope comedic actor. He's a dope serious actor. He's a dope director. I have no problem with Bradley Cooper at all. I see Bradley Cooper, who I've never met, I fuck with you. Respect. He's playing composer, musician Leonard Bernstein. Don't get any more Jewish than that. They gave him the nose and everything. The Leonard Bernstein nose, not the Jewish nose. Leonard Bernstein has a, rather large nose, especially as he aged. He's playing a Jewish character. It would be a big movie. Everybody would be excited about it. He'll be in Oscar contention because Bradley Cooper is a huge star and a very good actor. If Bradley Cooper didn't get cast to play Leonard Bernstein in this film that's getting ready to come out, the Leonard Bernstein movie would never get made. Just like the Scarlett Johansson movie that she pulled out of will now never get made. See, because there's no trans actor, trans girl, trans guy, man, woman, don't cancel me, that can get a film made. Because this is a business. It's show business. It's not business show, but it should be business show. It's show business, and it's a business, okay? Bradley Cooper can get a movie made about Leonard Bernstein. Do I care that Bradley Cooper is not a Jew? I don't care. Do I think Hollywood, since the Jews all control Hollywood, since we control Hollywood top to bottom, don't you think we should have manufactured some other male Jewish stars by now? Besides Adam Sandler, the great Larry David? Because Jews control everything. There should be, forget these wasps. Forget these goyim. There should be tons and tons. There's more black movie stars in Hollywood. There's more white movie stars. There's more British movie stars. There's more Italian movie stars than there are Jewish movie stars in Hollywood. But the Jews control Hollywood. The Jews control everything. That being said, Super Jew himself, Steven Spielberg, has a movie coming out that I don't even know the name of. It might even be out. I'm not going to see it. Okay? No disrespect to Steven Spielberg. It needs no introduction. I guess Seth Rogen is in it at some point. I don't know if he plays Steven Spielberg or not. But Steven Spielberg, it's an autobiographical film. Steven Spielberg cast Paul Dano, non-Jew, and Michelle Williams, non-Jew, to play his Jewish parents. That's fucked up, Steven Spielberg. That ain't right. Or maybe you're sort of trying to lead the way to show that it's not important that only Jewish people play Jews. I don't know. I have no idea, but I would think, Super Jew that you are, Schindler's List, Steven Spielberg, when you think of Jews that control Hollywood, when you think of Jew-Minati, Steven Spielberg's top five Jew in Jew-Minati, whether he wants to be or not. But it, when I saw that Michelle Williams, non-Jew, Paul Dano, non-Jew, both great actors. Paul Dano was in the movie with, what's the name of the movie? There Will Be Blood. He's a dope actor. He was in that other movie with, that movie with the, what's his name? Jake Gyllenhaal, where they were looking for the killer, the kids in the neighborhood. He's a dope actor, Paul Dano. But why would Steven Spielberg not cast Jews to play his father? I don't know. I don't know, but nobody complains about that. Yet Twitter goes nuts when Scarlett Johansson gets cast to do a tiny little independent movie. This wasn't some big budget film. Twitter goes nuts when Zoe Saldana is using makeup to darken herself to play Nina Simone. But nobody says anything. No non-Jews say anything when non-Jews play Jewish people in films. The girl in that film, that TV show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, she's awesome. Rachel Bronson, I can't pronounce her name. She plays Mrs. Maisel. She's dope. She's not Jewish. Personally, I don't have a problem with it. But then I do have a problem with it. I don't know. It's just a crazy time. It's an interesting time because brings me to my most recent rant that went viral. So last week, right here on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, I did a rant about 21 Savage, who said that Nas was irrelevant. He said that Nas has a good fan base, he makes good music, but he's irrelevant. He then went on to apologize about saying that. Too late. That was after my rant. Not that he apologized because of my rant. I don't think I saw it. That's not the point. But it went super duper crazy viral. And man, if I knew how to manufacture, if I knew how to capture lightning in a bottle, and if I knew how to rant to get the kind of looks, thoughts, the viralness, the super viralness, I'd be a gazillionaire. I'd be on some Elon Musk shit. I would be, it just happens. It just happens. But after that rant went out, the majority of people said, oh yeah, they agree with me. But then a lot of people, and this is on the sites where I think that a lot of people, unfortunately, are getting their entire news. They're getting their news. They don't watch anything else. They don't read anything else. And I'm glad these businesses are great businesses. The Shade Room, World Star, Hollywood Unlocked. These are big, I'm sure these people are making a lot of money, these three websites. But one of the things that comes up in the comments when I speak on hip hop or when I speak on anything is stay out of the culture, you culture vulture. Why are you speaking on black issues? This happens all the time. 99.9% of the time, if I speak on something and those black-owned, black-Iran sites post my stuff, me, Michael Rapport, white is white. I ain't light-skinned. I'm translucent-skinned. I'm damn near see-through. They didn't call me White Mike. It wasn't a mistake. Okay? Call me White Mike. I earned that name. By the way, in the where I grew up, but they would call me White Mike. Mike is a generic name. If my name was like, I don't know, Larry, they probably wouldn't call me White Larry. They'd just call me Larry. But Brownsville, Howard Projects, there was Fat Mike, Dusty Mike, Skinny Mike, Pimple Face Mike, and White Mike. I was, of course, the White Mike. That's just the way it was. In that same neighborhood before me, Mike Tyson, they called him Dusty Mike. All sorts of Dusty, all sorts of mics. The point is that people will say on social media, whether I'm talking about hip hop, whether I'm talking about Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, who's a smart, intelligent, great basketball player. I believe he went to Stanford. He went to some good school. He ain't no dummy. He's the head of the NBA Players Association. Good kid. Because Kyrie Irving is back. Kyrie Irving played at Barclays the other day, and there were hundreds of black Israelites that showed up outside the arena to support Kyrie Irving. And one of the things that they were chanting was something to the effect of, we're the real Jews, you're not the real Jews. And this is in Brooklyn. This ain't in St. Louis. This ain't in Minnesota. This is in New York City. They call Brooklyn. This is the Mecca. The world's most famous city. Greatest city on earth. No matter if it's the Brooklyn Bronx. Staten Island doesn't count. No disrespect to Staten Island, but you're never getting a basketball team. Ever. They'll come up with another team. They'll come up with two teams in Queens and three teams in Jersey and a team in Connecticut before Staten Island ever gets a basketball team. Okay? Kyrie's out there playing, and there's literally hundreds. Could be 1,000, 1,500, maybe 900. I don't know. Black Israelites chanting, screaming, lined up, not causing any trouble, but it's like, oh, shit, they came to support Kyrie Irving. These are the Black Israelites who say that they are the real Jews, and the Jews like myself are not the real Jews. I don't know enough about them to articulate it. But Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics tweeted out a tweet that said, energy. It was a picture of all the Black Israelites outside of Barclays Arena, and he tweeted something, energy. And then he was getting flooded by comments saying, yo, this, yo, that, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Ba, 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 ba. And then he put a couple of paragraph tweets correcting himself saying, yo, I thought they were Omega Psi Phi, like, you know, Q dogs. I didn't know that they were this. I didn't know they were that. I didn't know whether this, that, and the third. Ba, 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 ba. Then he put out another tweet sort of backpedaling. Because I'm sure probably his agent, and I'm sure the NBA were like, yo, what the fuck? And Twitter was like, yo, what the fuck? White Twitter, Black Twitter, Puerto Rican Twitter, Jewish Twitter, they were all like, what the fuck? So he corrected himself. Isaiah Thomas of the Detroit Pistons, Bad Boys Isaiah Thomas, he said something in support of what was going on outside of Barclays Arena. He shut his whole Twitter account. People were going at Isaiah Thomas. He shut his entire Twitter account, which I was like, yo, who the fuck knows who hit him up? And Isaiah Thomas is no punk-ass bitch. Isaiah Thomas is a tough motherfucker, but he was probably like, I'm too old for this shit. I'm working for NBA. I'm on NBA TV. Fuck it. I'll get rid of my whole Twitter account. So the other day, Hollywood Unlocked, of course, because they put all this stuff on there. They posted a post about what happened with Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. And they posted his sort of his three tweets. It was either three or four tweets where it started with energy. Then I thought it was Omega Psi Phi. I thought it was Q Dogs. I would never this. I would never that. Ba, 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 ba. I commented and said, risking everything for them tweets. And people went fucking crazy. Now, a lot of people were like, you're right. A lot of people said common things that I said, saying, yo, you need to, you know, don't do that. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Bah, 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 bah. But the theme that came back was Michael Rapport. First of all, I got disinvited to about 333 barbecues, which is really disappointing. I don't know where these fucking bullshit barbecues are at. I never wanted to come to your barbecue. J175, LA, LA. I didn't want to go to your barbecue, Mike from Philly, whoever the fuck these people are. Like, you're not coming to the barbecue. Your barbecue's whack. You're probably playing bullshit music at your barbecue. The food ain't good, and I didn't want to come. I never wanted to come to your barbecue. I wasn't thinking about coming to the barbecue, whether the invite was there or it wasn't there. I don't care about going to your barbecue. I seriously, Frank 24, 24, I don't care about going to your barbecue, Lisa, Big Booty Lisa, at Big Booty Lisa. I don't care about the fucking barbecue. Your barbecue's corny. The food was never good. It's never been good. The music's not good. It's not tented. It's hot as fuck out there. And you don't use any organic meat or any of that shit. So after I commented on Jaylen Brown's tweets, Hollywood Unlocked, which is a gossip site. Just because they put news up there doesn't mean it's not a gossip site. No disrespect to the owners of Hollywood Unlocked. Do your thing. You created a great brand and a great business. But Nick Young, Swaggy P, former NBA player, who got himself out of the league earlier than he needed to get out of the league. That was on you. I don't know why. There's rumors. Nick Young was one of the people who commented on me commenting on Jaylen Brown's tweet by saying, risking it all for tweets. Nick Young, who's never saw a white girl he didn't like, said, Michael Rapaport, bro, you speaking too much on black people. This coming from you? This guy? The meme guy who got you? Who are you? Nick, who are you? You never saw a white girl you didn't like or a white line you didn't like. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. You said that cocaine should be legal, Nick Young. On camera. You didn't get caught saying that. You said it face to camera, that cocaine should be legal, and you got the audacity to get the fuck out of here, man. You should still be playing professional basketball. If you were so smart and you were so conscious and you were so thoughtful, you'd still be in the NBA to this day. Trying to talk that bullshit to me, Nick Young. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft Kings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But this whole idea of don't speak on black issues, why does it only come up if it's not a subservient comment? When Breonna Taylor, when that whole thing was going on, when all those protests for Breonna Taylor, when all the George Floyd protests were going on, when the Black Lives Matter protests were going on, when the Charlottesville protests were going on, why weren't you same assholes on the Shade Room saying, don't speak on black issues? Is it only if it's not in line with what you dummies on Instagram are feeling, thinking? Is it, don't speak on black issues unless you say the right thing? Why does everybody have to fall in line? Should I not speak on hip hop? Oh, I'm going to speak on hip hop, you fuck you. And anybody that's got a problem with me talking about hip hop, let's debate, let's have a discussion. Let's go record for record, single for single. Let's go Saturday for Saturday. Let's go skate key for skate key, rooftop for rooftop, Latin quarters for Latin quarters, Union Square for Union Square. Let's go Super Lover C for Super Lover C. Let's go Just Ice LaToya. Let's go Beatbox. Let's go Mr. Magic, Rap Attack, Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, The Awesome 2 for The Awesome 2. Let's do it. Because I'll talk about hip-hop as much as I want, when I want, with however I want. But this whole idea of don't speak on black issues, you're not invited to the barbecue, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And people are like, oh, you played Remy. Oh, you're still acting like Remy. No, 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 no. I'm not still acting like Remy from Higher Learning. You're just still a fan of mine since I played Remy in Higher Learning. That was 1995. God damn, was I that good? Was I that good in Higher Learning that you're still talking about it? That if I'm not subservient on Hollywood Unlocked or Shade Room, you're freaked out. You start bringing up Remy like it wasn't a part, you fool. That's a part. I'm an actor, you dumb. Should they have gotten a real white supremacist to play? See, that's the point when I was just talking about the acting. When Ed Norton did that film, what the hell was that? What was that film Ed Norton did? Ed Norton, American. When Ed Norton played the skinhead, should they have gotten a real skinhead to play the skinhead? In Training Day, should they have gotten a real gangster to play the gangster instead of Denzel? Should The Sopranos have been cast by a real mobster? It's such a stupid idea that they only should get the type of person to play the real type of person. I get if you have somebody like myself playing Fidel Castro, it'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? Anyway, this whole idea of only speak on this and don't speak on black issues is it's only if you don't like what I'm saying or how I'm saying it. And no one had a problem with white people talking on the black issue of George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, Breonna Taylor, and so forth and so on. And it's just more divisive. But what could you expect? It's social media. Social media is so stupid. It's so dumb. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that Elon Musk, who now owns Twitter, put a poll out saying whether or not us, the Twitter community, you, the people, think that Dick Stain Donald Trump, Pig Dick Donald Trump, should come back on Twitter. And over 300 million people voted. 300 million people participated, not voted, participated in Elon Musk's poll about whether Pig Dick Donald Trump should come back. And lo and behold, the people spoke. The people on Twitter voted that Dick Stain Donald Trump, a.k.a. Pig Dick Donald Trump, a.k.a. Draft Dodging Donald Trump, a.k.a. Dump Truck Donald, should come back on Twitter. And Alex Jones, by the way, they said no. Even Elon Musk said Alex Jones ain't coming back, and he went on this whole explanation. Alex Jones, you're not getting back on Twitter. And yes, there's freedom of speech, Alex Jones. And yes, people are entitled to say what they want to say. But some people just don't need to be heard. You're one of those people, Alex Jones. What you said is so reprehensible, so unforgivable. And the fact that you're doubling, tripling, and you're still talking about those victims from Sandy Hook just goes to show what kind of pile of shit you are. Alex Jones, are you on mood stabilizers? Are you on mood? You need to get yourself on a nice mood stabilizer, Alex Jones, and apologize, you fuck. And even that won't help you. But the point is that social media is so crazy, and Elon Musk has turned Twitter into such a freak show that Pig Dick Donald Trump is back on Twitter. But the gorgeous part of it is that allegedly Dick Stain Donald Trump is one of the owners of Truth Social, which allegedly he created after he got booted off of Twitter. And Truth Social is a shit show. By the way, I have a Truth Social account. All my Pig Dick Donald Trump rants go right up on Truth Social. I throw them right up there. But the beauty is that allegedly, in his agreement, Dick Stain Donald Trump is not supposed to tweet or participate anywhere else except for on Truth Social. Now, Elon Musk, being the smart ass that he is, probably knew this and knew that he brought him back. If he brought him back on Twitter, he wouldn't even be able to participate. But you think Dick Stain Donald Trump abides by deals? You don't think that that two-bit, double-crossing, fucking frauding, bankrupt crypto, just no good-for-nothing motherfucker's going to figure out a way to get on Twitter? Oh, he'll be back on Twitter. Like, they're like, oh, he has a deal with Truth Social. A deal means nothing to him. Whether it's a handshake, whether it's a gentleman's deal, whether it's a gentleman's bet, or it's written in a contract, that motherfucker don't give a fuck. He'll sue himself and the other owners of Truth Social just to get back on Twitter. It might not happen now, but rest assured, pig dick Donald Trump will be tweeting at some point. And why is Twitter treated like it's some precious, important place? It's just another social media platform. It should be treated the same way we treated MySpace, Facebook, Vine, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, and all these other places. Twitter is not some place, just because presidents are on there and government officials are on there, you don't think they're scrolling looking at fat asses on Instagram? You don't think that presidents and world leaders and all these congressmen, principals and all that, they're not on Snapchat looking at fat asses like everybody else? We're all on TikTok and Instagram looking at them fat asses. I've never seen so many fat asses and ridiculously beautiful women until social media happened. And the crowning jewel is TikTok. The amount of fat asses, and I'm talking about the real ones, I'm talking about just women, you're like, why are you in Tulsa? All you need to do is just walk to New York, get to New York somehow, some way, and your life, and you won't be working where you're working because they're breeding them all over the place. But I don't understand why we treat Twitter like it's some special place because they have news on there. It's just another social media app. Treat it just the way you treat Snapchat, Vine, and TikTok. Anyway, what can I say? Fantasy Football League, my money league, it was, to quote the great Ja Rule, murder. And it was funny because coincidentally, I played Ja Rule and I beat his ass. Ja Rule, hit after hit, song after song, monster hit maker from Queens. Queens represent. Also, shout out to Fife Dog. His 52nd birthday would have been a couple of days ago. I was thinking about him and just, yeah, it's way too young. Way too young for Fife. Way, way, way too young. And I was just thinking about him as a fan, thinking about getting to know him, and just such a sweet, sweet, nice, hard to not like type of person. Fife Dog, shout out to Fife Dog, who again would have been 52 years old. But in regards to Ja Rule and fantasy football, there's certain games you get up for. And Ja Rule has a great sense of humor. Ja Rule, you know, he could talk shit. He could take shit being talked to him. But I beat his ass. And it wouldn't have even been a game if his field goal kicker from Buffalo didn't score 26 points. I think he scored 5 field goals. Not extra points, field goals. You'd have been out of the game midday. Had your field goal kicker not been kicking indoors, his field goal kicker should have been kicking in 6 feet of snow in Buffalo. Why the fuck are they canceling games in Buffalo? It's the Buffalo Bills, the Bills Mafia. You think 6 feet of snow would stop those lunatic fans in Buffalo from going to support their Bills? Shout out to the Buffalo Mafia, the Bills Mafia. Those fans are insane. I need to go to a Buffalo Bills game and just watch the spectacle. Fuck the game. I want to turn my back to the game and just watch the fans. These are fans. That's a hardcore fan group. But they moved the game from Buffalo, I guess for safety reasons. What the fuck is 6 feet? Get your snowplow and let's play some football. They moved it to the indoor Arena out in Detroit, and his field goal kicker scored 26 on me. 26 points. That's like Antonio Brown numbers. That's like a quarterback number. Because he was indoors. Had he been kicking outside in 6 feet of snow, he didn't have shit. But after all that, and having Patrick Mahomes, boy, still beat you, didn't I, John? I still beat you real nice. And I still beat you real proper. I'm done. Came, saw. Disrupted, came, saw. Conquered. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice, yes? Take me out of here with something real loud, yes? But most importantly, end this Iron Rapaport Stereo Podcast with something real funky. Iron Rapaport Stereo Podcast, I'm out!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.